Brenda, we got something that we gotta tell you, but we just can't talk, cause we got something to do. We've got this podcast, we've gotta tell you. It's kind of stupid. It's not tonight. Hello, everybody. This is a podcast.
It's not tonight.
I'm Brenda. We should start saying who we are in the beginning.
Talking about,
I wonder
her,
if people
talking about, this is Brenda talking. You're right. Nobody knows who we are.
This is Linda. Linda. Check 1, 2, Linda.
This is Brenda. Polly D on the ones and twos. My dog is hugging me appropriately.
Anyways, yeah, every time we start, he has some shit to say. But we were just looking at our birth charts, and we have to record because we're going through our birth chart, and it's identical so far. Not our birth chart, but our houses. Our planets in our houses are identical so far. So let's take this from the top.
Yeah, it's getting kind of freaky out right here, y'all.
Are you sure you're not reading mine?
But
we don't have the same planets in them, so that wouldn't make sense, but
let me make sure. I'll double check.
I mean, I have mine set for me, correct?
Linda? Oh my gosh.
Linda?
Pause it. Look at him.
Okay. Okay. It's nothing new. All right. Birth charts. We're going back to our houses.
Wow, yeah, this is freaky deaky.
This can't
be happening.
All right. First house, Leo, right?
First house, Leo, 18 degrees.
Mine's 14. Second house, Virgo.
Virgo, 17.
6. Third house, Libra.
Me too, but mine contains Pluto. What does yours contain?
Chiron.
Wait, what does your second house contain?
Mars and my north node.
What? That's a lot for your second house in Virgo. Okay.
Okay.
Fourth house,
Scorpio.
Mine contains Mars and Saturn. That can't be good.
Mine has Pluto.
Ooh, that's interesting. Everybody forgets about her. Pluto is interesting.
Everybody forgets about her.
I don't. But mine is in my third house in Libra.
Okay.
All right, fifth house,
Sagittarius.
11 degrees.
Me too. 11?
What does yours contain?
Nothing.
Mine is Uranus and Neptune.
Uranus is how I say it. I was about to say, you say Uranus for
just
real?
Just because that's what the official astrologers say, but I like to say Uranus too.
Uranus.
And Neptune, which is fucking shit up, I'm sure. All right, sixth house,
Capricorn. Oh my God.
Mine contains a lot though. Mine contains Sun,
Moon,
Mercury.
Uranus, Neptune.
Wait, what? Your moon is in two. Oh, wait, no. Your moon is in your sixth house cap.
Yeah.
With your Uranus and Neptune like to fuck shit up, I'm telling you. But mine has my Sun, my Mercury, and my Venus.
All right, your seventh house is Aquarius?
Yeah.
No, it isn't.
With Jupiter.
We can't have the same exact chart. This doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, what's happening?
All right, your eighth house is Pisces. We already know that.
Yeah, fucking sucks.
All right, what's your ninth house?
Ninth house, Aries.
Oh my God, we don't have the same chart.
Which contains my moon and my north node.
Okay, mine has Mercury and Saturn.
We need to compare planets later.
How, okay. Like, how common are these planets?
I don't know. 10th house is in Taurus. Containing Chiron. 11th house, you can
Gemini.
Say.
Gemini.
Gemini.
We have the same exact chart.
And 12th in Cancer?
Yep. We have the same exact houses. That can't be accurate. That can't.
It is accurate.
You've got to be shitting me.
Okay, this can't be. Is this
this
common?
This can't be real. Yeah, these have to be common planets. Like,
I keep
are
doubt,
these like a generation's worth of planets? Like, does everybody have these planets?
They're who's not a generation's age? Worth. That's where
I mean,
our
like,
actual birth. That's why our birth charts are so different. Like, our Pluto is definitely not on the same planet.
We're gonna have to post a screenshot and see if everybody is the same.
What do I Google? Same houses.
Same houses across. Communities?
Across the board.
Across the board? Wow.
I'm looking at astrology, y'all, not mathematically. Okay, wait. Yes, I am.
We have to figure this out before we do
anything. Finding someone with the exact same signs and houses is equal to any other combination of signs and houses. In whole, house/equal house systems, this is 1 out of 12. What are you talking about, sis?
1 out of 12 chance of us having the same exact.
I don't know. I don't like the way they're talking to me. Your houses are set up based on the ascendant. Depending on the house system, what's your rising in?
Leo. Yours is too.
So that is that everybody that has a Leo and a Leo rising is
maybe that's it.
Look up our boy.
Who?
You know, we don't have a fake name for him, Pablo. We were just looking at his.
Oh, Pablo.
Because we think his rising is in Leo, right? So if he has the same, then...
I have to go back to the time that made it Leo, which was 12 p.m. If it's Leo.
Yeah, we don't
know. Okay, so let's look at his houses now. Oh, my God.
No, they're not the same.
Wow.
Our second house is in Virgo,
Leo,
right?
Leo, Virgo, Libra, Sag, Cap, Aquarius.
It might be almost...
His 12th house is in Cancer. Maybe, okay.
Okay, so they're all the same, but our second... No, they're not the same.
No, they're not. They're not the same at all.
He's like a couple out of order.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so okay. Back to us.
So we don't know why they're the same.
Yeah. Hey, Jessica Lenyadu.
Yeah, we need to tag her or ask her, like...
She's not going to tell us. I dare you. Bitch, why are we exactly the same? I'm always trying to ask you questions, and you're never trying to answer.
Because I don't like her, so I don't have anything to lose.
I do like her. I listen to you all the time, Jessica, but...
I mean, I listen to her. I've been listening to her on Sundays when I take a bath, but I skip the first part. I always skip. I don't want to hear her answering somebody else's questions because it doesn't relate to me.
Oh, I do. I like that part.
So I skip until she talks about the shit for the week.
I wish she would talk about the shit for the week a little bit longer than she talked about the first stuff. But
me too. But
it is not what my favorite. She's still my. She is my favorite astrologer podcast besides like Capricorn today.
The only this is
what and I, she's a triple Capricorn. So give me a break.
I like that. I like that.
I got a lot of Capricorn in my birth
this
chart.
This is what I dislike about her though.
What?
When she starts laughing as she's talking, like,
I know what you mean.
Like, not everything is that funny.
But we talk like dish.
I know we talk like dish, but she's talking like this.
Yeah, she does that, like, chuckling to herself.
Leroy, this can't happen.
You probably already heard, but.
You probably heard.
I guess so, but. I like that, and we talk like that too.
Well, I don't like it. Anyway.
I mean, I laugh at myself all the time, and I have a Beavis and Butthead laugh, so.
I've been listening to old episodes of our podcast, and I definitely can't stand the way that I laugh. I can't stand the way I talk. I can't stand any of it.
We need microphones. Hello, microphone company.
Yeah, chew on that tennis ball, boy.
I know, he's really hurting our podcast.
Well, should I give an update before we get into Spirit Fairer?
Yeah.
Because I got news.
I forget what your news is.
Last time I talked about Pelicine.
Oh!
I'm over it.
Are you for real?
I'm over it. I'm officially, like, over it.
I guess
like,
I haven't...
he messaged me when I got here. I didn't respond. I'm over it.
I haven't gotten the full update, I suppose. Let's hear it.
We hung out.
What? By ourselves?
No. No, God, no, because we can't understand each other still, but we hung out all the same people, the baby, he was there, her husband.
Yeah.
Another girl was supposed to come, but she didn't come. So when he got there, at first, I swear he looked like an angel to me. He was wearing a white shirt, and his hair was pulled back in a ponytail, and he just looked so angelic and so tan.
I guarantee she looked so like tan. An angel.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. Should look like an angel.
Do you think that you can love me, Mary? But I guess you didn't.
And
think
I was
that.
Ready to marry him.
I were you like? And I know like, it ain't much.
I was
needs
just,
a woman.
I know it ain't much. I need a woman touch.
Turn around, look at me.
No, but I did. I was like very giddy. I was like,
so it wasn't a prayer.
I was like, can you please
you?
Tell him? Like, how do I tell him that he looks like an angel when he wears white? Like he looks aww. So angelic. But didn't last very long.
Why?
I don't know. I just got the ick all of a sudden because he, like, that. Doesn't... He... Okay, you're gonna die.
No.
When we all went inside because it started raining.
Okay.
So we were, like, partying inside, you know, whatever.
And probably not safe for the...
Probably not. Probably not.
Linda.
Probably not.
Probably when not. Was this? What day?
Saturday.
Fuck you, miss. No symptoms? No temperature, no scratchy throat.
For some reason, no. For some reason, I trust
these
people.
Okay, well, we're
going to
give her a pass.
I'm just catching a vibe, and I trust these people.
How many people inside without...
It's the same people. This is the thing. It's the same people that I've hung out with the past, like, 3 weeks.
Yeah,
so.
But a lot of them work. They go out and venture out
yeah,
into the world every day.
Yeah, but it's been
the
same people. Me, her husband.
The baby,
Pelicine.
I mean, that's not bad. 5? Okay.
Okay. They say that you can have under 10.
Indoors?
Up to 10.
Indoors? Without a proper ventilation system.
Well, we were like socially distanced, kind of.
No masks.
That Rose Brigade party that Trump had.
We were sharing things as well, but... He... I was, anyways, I wasn't ready for bed yet. I was Bentley. I was bent.
I hate it when people but I was don't tell me ready. You're trying to tell you to go
I was,
to like, bed.
Not ready for bed. I was bent. And
I hate when people try and tell me to go to bed.
Well, I wasn't trying to go to bed. I was trying to get my bed ready for when I was ready to go to bed.
That made, like, perfect sense.
I was
sense.
Asking her, like, where is that big blanket I used
you
last
gotta
time?
Secure
I want that
your
on the
spot.
Floor, like, in the closet, like,
right.
on my spot
for before you're too Bentley to care.
And then
you end up sleeping on a hardwood
she
floor.
She was like, follow Pelicine. And I was like,
What?
Like, I want a blanket. And she was like, he said follow him.
Don't tell me what to do.
And I was like, okay.
Tell me where the blanket is.
Well, I assumed that maybe he had a blanket or something.
Okay.
He knew where the blanket was or something.
Whatever.
That's
don't
what I was led
to follow
believe.
Anybody. Just give me the blanket.
I followed him. I followed him. So, her room has a bathroom, right? In it. And then the door, there's another door in the bathroom that leads to, like, a guest bedroom that nobody's in. It's, like, an empty room.
Her door has a bathroom.
Her bedroom has a bathroom. And then there's a door in that bathroom that leads to a guest room.
Ew. So you have to go through her room to get to the guest room?
But no, I mean, you can get to it from the hallway, but
it
shares a bathroom.
To her guest room? I mean, to her room?
The bathroom does.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So it shares a bathroom.
Okay.
Okay, so he led me into the guest room through the bathroom.
Okay.
There were rose petals.
Oh, my God.
Candles and red balloons all over the floor. Like, the whole room.
Linda, you dumped him?
I don't remember anything after that.
What?
I remember sitting down with him
were
and him trying
roofie?
To... No. I was just bent. I was to that point of bent where, like...
You blacked out?
Well, I mean, I
you
guess I did.
Out of
your like, memory? I don't... I think I was just really tired at that point.
Okay.
So, I think I went to sleep not too long after that. I don't know what happened in between... me seeing the rose petals and going
I'm
to sleep.
Very concerned right now. Very, very concerned. That's
sleep.
A very big image.
No,
and
we
then
sat
you
down.
Lose sight of it. So
we sat. I was like, oh my God, this is very sweet. Like, how did you do this?
I feel
like when
you're
did
blocking
you,
it out.
I feel like I am. When
okay, so.
I was like, when did you do this? And he doesn't speak English, so he was like, I did it for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay,
but
I know,
when?
But, like, when?
Like, what time?
Like, how did you do this? And, like, they were, and the boys were inside for a little while, but, like, in my head, I was like, I was not expecting that. Like, nobody's ever done this for me.
Balloons?
Red balloons.
Were they still helium size?
They were blown up. Rose petals all over the floor and little tea candles placed strategically
what
all over
the floor.
What
was the mattress situation?
There wasn't a mattress. There was a very thick, thick comforter blanket on the floor that was pink and red, so it actually matched.
How many blankets?
There wasn't an blanket for
okay,
top
so you're
bed.
Just gonna make
I think that's because he knows that I bring my own blanket, so I had
where's the
blanket.
SpongeBob blanket?
The SpongeBob blanket was in there.
I guess that would have ruined it would have made the energy if he put your SpongeBob blanket and then put the rose petals over it.
Yeah,
that would have been extra cute.
So it was there. And as soon as we sat down, he spilled me or him. I don't want to say it was him. Spilled a Corona on the floor and knocked it over. Never picked it up. It was never picked up.
Oh, wow. Carpet?
No, hardwood.
Ooh.
But it was still there in the morning, and I was like, that is not my job. I'm not cleaning
what
up.
Happened to the beer? It just seeped into the floor?
It was, like, in a puddle on the floor. I'm not cleaning it up because I'm pretty sure you did it. And if I did
if
it, you should
If you had my house,
anyways.
Can you grab a towel?
Yeah, but, like... he spilled
that will
it.
Mess up
I'm
your
like
90%
floor. Sure he spilled it, so like you clean it the
well
fuck?
Okay
anyways we sat down and he was like asking me if I liked it or something or like what I thought or something, and I was telling him like this is where I start to block it out. I was telling him like you like me, like obviously you like me, like wow you really like me,
wow
and
wow
he, but he was like in you too, like in you too, and I'm like I like you.
I don't get it.
I
oh,
like
and you.
You
like him too?
Mm-hmm.
Well.
But I felt myself lying.
Okay.
But
well,
I
that's...
said it. And I don't remember a whole lot after that. I remember waking up and I had all my comfy
did you get
leggings.
Drugged? Is that why you can't
I don't
remember?
Think I got drugged. If anyone got drugged, it's because they drugged themselves.
No. Oh, with your memory?
In this situation, in this night, if I'm pretty sure if I got drugged, it was me doing the drugging.
It was the mind games for you. So, I'm really good at that too. Is that a good quality? No, I don't think it is. I'm really good at blocking shit out.
I think I was just very good.
I had to remember. But then I remember if I think about it.
You know, I don't like drink. I probably
did. Actually black out?
I think I was just really tired at that.
I mean,
I was ready to go to sleep.
When you don't know your levels, and sometimes when you do, it happens.
I remember very little, and I drank 17 plus beers, which is a lot.
That's verifiable blackout zone for you.
For me.
Linda literally doesn't. She does drink. She's drinking a Corona right now, but she doesn't like get. She doesn't like crush a 12 pack like on a day drinking.
This night I did. I brought a 12 pack.
Okay, well
I
then the that explains a little bit of a brownout. Brownout and a blackout.
I was there, and then in the morning I woke up like I always do. I left him in the room.
Yeah, that's not nice of you. I don't think, but you gotta do what you gotta do.
I didn't leave.
Awkward in the morning sometimes.
I, went outside.
And you don't really owe him anything.
Yeah, so. I, went outside with my girl and her husband, and, we, smoked a little doobie.
Why don't he wake up when you get up?
He doesn't wake up that early.
Is he a heavy sleeper?
I guess so, because he doesn't notice when I get up. He does not notice me making noise, dropping things, and,
We're not quiet people.
Yeah, no, he didn't notice anything. So, then, eventually, he did wake up. And I wasn't ready to drive home yet because I felt kind of tired still. So I just wanted to lay down. So she was like, we're going to go in the room and put on a movie or something. So I laid in the bed. There's two beds in her room, her bed. And then there's another little bed.
Why?
Cause her son sleeps in there, but he wasn't in there. So I laid in the little bed.
Okay.
I had slept in the guest room.
So you ditched Palatine and laid on the little bed.
No, he was up at that point. So then he laid me in it. I'm trying to cuddle and stuff. I'm not gonna do that because there's other people in the room.
Well, yeah, it's a conversation that needs to be
had.
So
I kept saying no.
Okay.
And he kept trying to cuddle and stuff.
Well, that's different relationship styles that y'all aren't good.
He wasn't listening to me.
Right.
And then when I was eventually I was okay, I have to leave. It's time for me to leave because
you're so annoying. I have to leave.
Yeah, I want to go home. I had to go home anyways because I was driving.
That's so annoying,
though.
I know what you mean. When somebody's just in your space,
I'm just you're not listening
there.
To me, so I'm leaving. So I got my shit together and was I have to go. Can't find my jacket. And then he led me into the guest room. Look in there. It's in there. It wasn't in there.
No, look for me, bitch.
It wasn't in there. So then he started trying to make out with my face.
I knew you were gonna say that.
Just get me to do stuff.
Look,
rose petals and
balloons
I was no, I have to go.
Right.
And the rose petals and everything were still there.
Cool.
But at this
point,
it doesn't
make me
your
sex slave.
Yeah, I have to leave. I'm leaving. And then when I was about to walk out of the bathroom and back into her room, he was why don't you take a picture with me? And I was right now? I look bad right now. It's the morning. I don't have on concealer. My makeup is really I look. I didn't say all that. I just said I look bad. And then he said, "Oh, really?" And I said,
"Yeah."
And I have to go. So, no. And then I ditched him. And then
I'm
said,
"I'm proud of
bye
you
to
for not doing something you feel stupid about."
Yeah, I don't feel like doing it. It's in the morning. People are awake. What are you doing? And also, I said no to
begin
with.
It's your life.
It's my life. So listen to it.
Yeah,
you're
with the program and quit trying to convince me.
I'm the main character. You're not. You're the side character.
Wow.
So I'm over it. The rose petals didn't win.
Linda's a badass.
For a second, the rose petals, I was oh my god.
I mean, it's a very sweet gesture.
It was surprising. It was no one's ever done this. Oh my god, somebody really just
did
this to me. But it didn't change
seal
anything.
The deal.
No.
It doesn't make it official. It doesn't make
not your
it.
Life.
PDA day on the next day.
No. But it did teach me.
Especially if you don't, I didn't even know that. If you don't like PDA.
And I don't. Not
that's a conversation that just tells you y'all don't even know each other.
No. No.
And he's still bugging your ass. And I know not to bug your ass. So he doesn't know you. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Rose petals don't make
I wanted to tell him one of the first nights that we hung out, I asked her to tell him, when he gets here, tell him, this time if he doesn't listen to me, I'm going to punch him in the face. He needs to listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
But she never told him that. So I wasn't just going to,
Well, it's Gucci Mane.
like, disculpe.
You tell him to escuche me. Well, but he doesn't hear it, probably. I think that's... I'm probably saying it wrong. Listen to me.
Yeah, I should have just said... I don't know.
You should have put it in your app. Listen to me, sis. Or else.
No is universal, baby. So I said no multiple times. Like, no, no. Like, no. There's people around. Like, what are you doing? Are you crazy? And, like, you know what I'm saying.
I'm looking at your face right now. And even if you were on mute, I could still see that you're telling me no.
Yeah, like, come on. So, yeah, I'm over it. And I have crushes on a couple people that I want, that I've hung out with before and would like to pay attention to me again, but, like, they're not, and, like, I feel like I shouldn't have to ask.
Yeah, you don't have to ask.
But, like, I want to hang out with him again.
Who? Jimmy.
I need a fake name for him.
Jimmy. Not Jimmy.
Can't be Jimmy. I'll call him.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Somebody's middle name?
Nope. I'm gonna give you, it's like charades.
Okay, yes.
Last name?
Okay. I can't say it because, like, I'm gonna blow it.
Like a king crown, you know?
No. What is it?
Don't talk too much, but you know what I'm doing? Like, oh.
Yeah, help. Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
How many?
Who? Shut up, guys.
Don't listen. Hold on.
Shut up. Don't listen. Put your earbuds on.
I could just say it. We could.
No, no, no. Okay. Who? Who the fuck are you saying? I cannot understand my own sister. Don't say it. Oh! Okay, I approve. Wow, yeah.
He messaged me recently, like, after a long time of not, and he said some wild shit.
Well,
he said some wild shit.
Is he doing some,
yes, meetings? Rob, what he said, I can't wait to tell you after we're not recording.
Can we pause on this? Because my dog is losing his shit. And
yeah,
I really
okay,
want
to come back to it.
Wow, I knew the name. We have to think of a fake name for him, man. He's a good one.
I know. All right.
Okay, bye.
Hey, we're back.
Thank you for being my friend.
We were talking about, we thought of a fake name.
Yeah, it's called Leon.
Leon. It's called, I have a crush on someone named Leon, and we have hung out.
And I was not expecting this, because I thought you...
Oh my god, yeah, I told
him.
You what he said. No, I didn't ghost him. I've been waiting for him to, like, ask to hang out again, because he said that he wanted to, and then he just hasn't asked.
He ghosted you?
He didn't ghost me, but, like, he still respond, like, he'll respond to shit, but, like, he hasn't brought up hanging out again.
He's been inattentive.
Which, like, part of me gets it. Yeah. So, like, because I do the same thing.
Right.
Like, if I'm just not ready to hang out because of my mood that I'm in, like, I'm too anxious, then, like, I'm not going to ask to until I'm ready to. So maybe that's the thing. But... Either way, I just did that little trick to him, so if he doesn't respond to that, then I might actually message him first.
Oh, we didn't talk about the trick, but we're not going to give our tricks away.
Yeah, I don't want to give my tricks away.
Tricks
are for
kids.
He might listen to it. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, hi,
there's a chance, there's a small chance that he could listen to it, because I do post about it, like, on my, you know, my stories.
Have you seen this? And he sees them. The biggest listenership is?
No.
It's in Virginia. Starts with a... Mm-mm. No.
Yeah. Huh?
We're doing charades. we're doing charades, look.
I don't know what you're saying. Yep.
And then, Fergie.
I don't know what you're talking about.
If I'm, like, doing the, where's my Sharpie?
Yeah, just write it down.
Let me just check
it's real quick. It's our biggest
listenership. We have the biggest listenership in this one city in Virginia, which is, you know, not far from us, but it's an interesting little city.
I can't wait to see what it is. Okay. Really?
Really.
Okay, well, guess what?
I thought you told me that he lives in
there.
That little crazy town.
He lives there, so maybe he does.
Well, yeah, that, we have, like, a lot of listeners in Virginia, but, because I guess we're from
all
Virginia.
All right, that's the test.
But that's the highest
how about
percentage.
This? If you are hearing this.
You know who else, though, lives there?
Who?
Our biggest fan. 21. When you're 21.
Oh, true.
So it could be him.
But I'm inclined to think that it's more than one if it's our biggest city.
Listeners. It's like 16% of Virginia, which doesn't sound like much, but it's all split up like within a million cities. My dog, Leroy.
Yeah, Leroy, you can't do this when we're working. What part don't you understand? Going on with we're like it? On our 35th fucking episode or something.
Goodness.
You say 35th. What is it, 26 or something?
I think we're 27. 27 Club.
Are you sure?
Yeah, okay. 26 was the last one.
I thought the last one was 25, but...
No, man, we're 27.
Okay, well, now that we know that he's listening, if you're hearing this and you think I'm talking about you, maybe, like, message me.
Ooh!
Because I don't really want to do it, because I don't know what to say. But, like, I would like if you did it for me, so...
Wow, you could be talking to multiple people right now.
I could.
Yo, yeah, 16%. Like, there's, like, a freaking, like, 30 cities in Virginia that people listen to, but... From, I mean, but that's the highest, which is 16. And the ones that, like, where we live are a lot lower than I thought, which I like. I like to be in
that. Me too. I like to be in that.
Portugal, where are you?
Yeah.
Singapore. We're going to have to go on break because my dog is trying to eat me alive.
Another one, wow.
He might have to pee.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm ruining the podcast.
Wow, be right back.
Be right back, for y'all. Bye.
Hey, guys, you hear that music? You like that music playing? Me too.
It makes me sad and happy.
It makes me sleepy and happy.
Makes me want to cry in a happy way sometimes.
I forget what we were talking about. We were talking about that boy Leon and
oh my gosh, Leon. We did talk about him though.
I don't know what's gonna happen with that, but now I have a new boyfriend. It's been like 20 minutes and I have a new boyfriend.
Oh right, you do.
I can't really say who it is, but
Verde.
Let's just say Verde is hard for me to say. Verde?
I mean little green.
We can
just
call him.
A little
we can call him his first name. Nobody's ever gonna know. Nobody's ever gonna know. Well, you gotta think of a real name.
What if it's real life? What if you guys actually get together? No, he needs a fake name.
Well, I don't think he would understand.
No, no, it doesn't matter. We have listeners all over.
There is somebody out there that I like.
Let's call him. Oh my gosh, let's go to the list.
Okay.
I have the greatest list of names. I'm not going to tell you where I got it.
Name it?
I mean, I got it out of my own head, but I'm not going to tell you why I started it. Okay, what letter do you want?
P.
I don't know if I have any P's. Okay, second letter.
I like L's.
Okay, we got a Louis, a Lafayette.
Louis is great. Louis is perfect.
Louis. Okay, Louis.
Let's say Louise.
Louis or Louise?
Louise.
Okay, Louise. Louise has really pretty eyes.
Yeah, he does.
That's a fact.
He does.
And
he looks very tall and very large.
He's a very large person. I've seen him in person. I've seen him.
I see him. I've never seen him. I know you see him.
I see him. You know I see him.
You know I see you somewhere.
I see you somewhere.
Yep. Wow.
Oh, I see you somewhere.
Wow. He's what's a large boy. Yeah, I'm
with
ready.
Big, not big, with little pretty eyes.
Little tiny pretty. I told him, I said, two ojos.
Muy perfecto.
I said, how you say Jade in Spanish?
He said, no Jade.
Jade, I don't know. I said, tus ojos son de Jade.
Majestic.
Color jade.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said verde claro, like light green.
Light green.
So.
Good job.
See if he responds to
good
that.
Good job.
So yeah, we're making boyfriends over here. We're getting rid of boyfriends. And we're making boyfriends.
I just keep getting rid of all of my boyfriends.
I think you should talk to the one that you ghosted.
Which one?
You know. Rock hard.
Yeah, I accidentally ghosted one, but Leroy
was
is
that
trying...
on accident or on purpose?
I don't know. Accident.
Yeah, we gotta get him back in the
game. It was a little bit of both.
But maybe not.
We stopped texting and he started sending me everything on Snapchat, so I was like, no, I don't really do that.
Yeah.
Sorry, this is terrible for podcasting. My dog is being a terror.
Yeah,
tonight.
Leroy, go play
after
with your
terror. Like, don't what is wrong with you?
We have a fucking job, and this whole podcast has been ruined because of you. The whole
we're
night.
We're never gonna have.
We're
a real
never gonna be professional.
With you, Leroy.
We're never gonna be professional with you laying around.
You need to get a chill pill.
Take the tennis ball.
And maybe that's my responsibility, the dog mom.
You should start giving him, like, those, like, hemp.
CBD.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll look into that.
For real. Keep doing it. Here, play with it.
Keep doing it.
Here you go.
He's absolutely been he's been terrible tonight, like on a different level, aggressive, not aggressive, like don't get scared, but like I know how to handle my fucking dog, but he has been like
aggressive, more dominant, he's been pushy,
pushy is a good word. And now he's literally chewing his tennis ball into the microphone.
Like, you're doing this on purpose. Go to your bed. Go lay down.
You're doing the most,
you're
Leroy.
You're doing the most on purpose. You know what
Alexander
you're doing.
Brown.
Go lay down. Goodbye. Anyways.
It's time to chill, buddy.
So, hopefully my boyfriend responds. He hasn't yet, but...
Well, can I get a boyfriend somewhere that I actually like?
Yeah, you gotta download dating apps.
No, never.
You gotta have to download Hinge. Remember they talked about it on the Read?
Yeah, I don't care. I love the Read, but I don't... And I believe that Crystal said the same shit.
They're stupid. It's all people that you don't find attractive.
Ew, exactly. I'm not doing that. Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's like nobody.
I actually
attractive.
Don't want to date at all right now.
I mean, I don't want to. I don't know what I want.
I just get bored.
Do you want to know something, actually?
What?
Sometimes I've been having these dreams lately about real people.
Me too?
Real life situations with real people.
Me too.
And it makes me sad when I wake up.
I've been having those real, like, romantic, like, not romantic sex always, but, like, romantic, just, like, loving one another, like, spending the whole day with somebody on the 4th of July, like, through this weird town. But guess who it was?
Who? We've done this so many times this episode. Guess who? Guess what? Whisper.
I don't have to whisper this one. It was Brad Pitt.
Oh, okay. So,
but it was like we didn't even bang in the video. It was like in the dream. We just lived our lives throughout the day, and it was like spirit fair. It was like I could see like glimpses. Like I know I was dreaming. Like his physical body was Brad Pitt, but like I was dreaming like different parts of people that I like and that were comforting. We were like just journeying through. But as a whole, he was Brad Pitt on the 4th of July. And we had to get Angelina out. And we had to get Rachel from Friends out.
Wow.
Rachel from Friends was trying to steal him from me. And I was like...
She was in it?
It's the bangs for me.
It's the fake
nipples
for
me. It's the stupid ass baggy jeans trying to be a boyfriend, girlfriend, boy.
I was going to say something about her physical appearance, but I won't do that. I was going to say something about her face. It's her...
I know, for me. But it's her personality for me.
It's
I
her boring ass voice for me.
It's, and her always like, what?
Yep, I know exactly what you mean.
And I did not like her character on Friends. I'll go on record saying that.
I've
Rachel from
Friends.
Yeah.
She is kind of always like...
frantic and ditzy and spoiled and a brat.
Yeah. Wow.
It's not that funny. And she's always like, And she makes that like confused thing with her hair and her
big
nipples.
Yeah, oh my
nipples.
God. She's so puzzled.
Oh my God. She's like so cute and she's puzzled when her nipples are out. Like, what?
So she was in your dream?
No. For like 2 seconds, I told her ass to get the fuck out. She was trying to flirt with my man, Brad, and...
Angelina Jolie wasn't in it?
No, she was.
Oh.
But she was like the...
Did you let her stay?
She was like Gustav. We like let her perch up top. And like didn't really fuck with her. And
you
she
can't
didn't really
fuck
with us.
You cannot fuck with Angelina Jolie.
We were just like, alright, she's there.
Like, we're just gonna let her...
Like, just let her go perch up there.
Sit on her throne because she's fucking...
But then
adjusted.
We watched the fireworks, and there was COVID stuff
going
on.
She was watching
on.
Over you.
Yes. But no, we didn't feel it. We were like, fuck that. And then there was trash, and we picked up the trash together.
Oh my God.
After the fireworks... We were like, we better pick up all this beautiful trash. It looked like The Good Place. It was like the like the blueprint of The Good Place, like neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
It felt very much like that's where we were, but we didn't know we were in The Good Place. We were just 4th of July, like right behind. Remember that little town we drove through in real life?
Mm-hmm.
We were like in that town.
Wow.
Just hanging out, and everybody was looking at us, and we were like, "We're Brad Pitt and Brenda. What are you gonna do?"
And it was just, I woke up sad. I woke up really sad because I felt like I found my soulmate.
I've been waking up very sad, but mine are about real life people I know. Mm. I want to say who, but I can't
like
say who.
Like weirdo elementary school kids?
No, like real people that I've loved and lost.
Mm, don't get him.
And I'll have so many. So many, like.
He's gay to you. So many.
He does that. Not Ivy.
Duh.
Okay.
Does that though.
And it's in my dreams and it feels so real. Like one was like, like in some weird cabin, like field trip style, but like we weren't in school anymore, but like there was other people that we know from school there. Like it was like a campground type of shit and we were like in this cabin and I was like, I lost all my things. Like I couldn't find any
of my things. Story of my dream life.
Like I couldn't find any of my things.
He helped you find your things.
Like he like kind of, and like then he was just laying down. He did that thing where like he, like in real life too, like puts his arm around me and just pulls me in like a little brother almost, like mm-hmm. kind of thing. And it was like, wow, this feels really real. And
then but I woke you're just up missing and I was like, a one wow, glimpse of a moment of your this actual is, like, relationship. Not
real, like that wasn't real.
But like, but that it fucks one up my thing whole that you day. Like, I know
it fucks up my entire day. Because I wake up feeling like, wow, really? Like this is like the sixth dream I've had about you, and it's this realistic. And this one was a good one. This one was really nice, and then I just woke up to nothing.
Maybe like, just lucid dream.
I'm trying. I build all my dreams before I go to sleep. Like, see, I pick. Ooh. I swipe through and pick a scenario that I've been working on, yeah, and I build on it.
Your subconscious is telling you.
But my subconscious is telling me
but I'm But it doesn't mean shit. It's just, no.
I also looked it up, telling it tries to tell you that that means that that person is thinking about you.
Well, I told you he has, like, insane radar about
and
that.
And aren't we, like, in some kind of retrograde right now? Jessica Lignano said something about... Doesn't she say something about, like, an ex creeping back in? Or was that somewhere else on TikTok or something?
I only, like... I was, like, half-assed listening to the last episode.
Something about this retro... Mercury's in retrograde right now? I thought right. It was Mars.
Mars has been. Mercury is, yeah. Okay, well, I said that
expect
wrong.
Expect an ex to come back and try and talk to you.
Oh, shit, yeah. Oh, yeah, hold on. I'll tell you about that. But I did say this wrong on the podcast like 3 times in a row. I kept saying that Mercury and Mars were both in retrograde. Mercury just went into retrograde. Retrograde. Yeah. Like, what day is it? October 20th? Something. It went into retrograde, I think, the 13th of October. Don't quote me on it. I'm probably wrong. But my point is it hasn't been in retrograde as long as Mars. But they both, I think, come direct out of retrograde November 13th, I want to say.
All I know is that it's fucking me up, I think, in
but
my dreams.
But here's what I'm trying to say about your dreams. You're not necessarily like, I don't know about him thinking about you, all that whatever shit, but...
That's what they try and tell you.
I'm telling you that you get, like, glimpses of things that make you feel comforted sometimes in your dreams, which is, like, the whole whatever nook... thing around your
nook's cranny.
Yeah, nook's cranny around your thing. But when you wake up, it sucks and it's sad and I hate that feeling. But it's just your brain reminding you that you like that form of affection.
But I don't from anyone.
But you liked it from him for a reason. It's not telling you, get back with me. It's telling you, pay attention to what you like.
But I don't like when other people do that to me.
Well, why did you like that about him?
I don't know.
Why did it feel special when he did it?
He was just built different.
Is it his body?
I think it's like his body and his face. Like,
is it the sexuality?
I think it's his body, his face, and the sexuality. Because nobody compares. Like,
oh,
nobody
shit.
Nobody compares yet.
Well,
but this new guy, Will.
New boy.
This new
what's
boy
his name,
would.
Louis?
Luis and Leon both would be better, but like neither one of them. Well, I'm working on Luis, but Leon, can you shout out to me if you know who I'm talking about? But I'm
You're
also gonna
it
shout
into
out
the
to
universe.
You. I am gonna put it out into the universe that he, Leon, both and Luis.
Damn, what should I put out?
I don't know. Find a boy.
This boy's
claim
him. Ew.
Just find someone and claim them to the universe. That's what I'm doing. Leon and Luis are both mine at this point.
Okay.
So.
I endorse it.
But, like, anyone else really so far has not compared to who I'm thinking about. And it's been, like, it's just such bullshit.
Physical, though.
Yes, and that's such bullshit.
Because I know y'all's relationship, and guess what?
No, it was toxic. It wasn't but, all like, that. The sexy part was not toxic. So, well, kind of was. But that's something that, like,
complicated.
Why can't anybody else just live up to my expectations?
Yeah.
Why is my God doing this to me?
I don't know about all
why
that.
Why is my universe giving this to me?
Some people say you're asking for, which I don't like.
I'm asking for fucking clowns. Freaking
Julie
Cook
Zookzinger. Cookzinger. What's her name?
I know who you're talking about.
She told me that I'm manifesting my bad luck.
No, bitch. Tell her to go fuck herself. That's not true.
You always hate on my astrology.
Tell
friend.
Her to get fucked because that's not true. Yes. No. Oh my God. She's trying to tell you that bullshit that the psychic was on.
I was like, are you really saying that? I'm coming to you for guidance and hey, maybe you're telling me the truth, but you're telling me that I asked for it?
She wants you to pay to get like a fucking cleanse of your negative energy or something.
I did not ask for certain things to happen in the last 6 months and I did not manifest
it. You certainly didn't manifest it.
If anything, I manifested the opposite.
Yeah.
So am I dyslexic? Yes.
Is she dyslexic? Yes.
I am, come to find out, dyslexic.
Seriously.
Seriously.
Like, we're not, like literally.
I'm literally being dyslexic.
Oh, God. Yeah, she sucks.
I recently figured out I'm legit dyslexic.
And I think I'm partial dyslexic.
Oh, man. I got...
What was the math-lexic one?
Dyscalculia.
Yeah, got her.
Got him. Dude.
Got her. For real.
I have realized very recently that dyslexia is a spectrum. And I've talked to a lot of people that have experience with dyslexia. And guess what?
We should get an expert on the show.
I'm dyslexic. With a visual spatial weakness. Like, I see things look flubby.
There's a stink bug on you. Oh my God, no.
Get it.
Oh my God, I can't. Oh my God. That was disgusting. That's my worst nightmare. Sorry.
Yeah, that was
anyways,
weird.
Anyways.
We still haven't even talked about Spirit Fair.
Oh my God. Do the people care, do you think? I was thinking, I listened to our last episode and let me be honest. It was
don't talk shit about our podcast on our podcast.
No, it was good. It was really good as far as structure and things go. I think it's the best episode. But personally, it's one of my least favorites, I think. Because I didn't like hearing myself talk.
Well,
so
get
much.
Over it.
So much though. And also I felt like from an objective point of view, like if they don't know what game we're talking about, they probably just tune it all the way out.
Or skip it,
yeah. I would, if I didn't know what the fuck. Because sometimes on the read, they'll talk about shows that I don't watch or whatever.
They talk about Spirit Fair, and I always
yeah, but if
listen.
They talk about other shit that I don't listen
stop
to
it.
Or watch.
I think we do need to go on a break because wow. He's being a dick. He knows, guys and girls and friends beyond the binary. He knows. Every, like, 30 minutes, we gotta take a break.
Wow, well, my boyfriend hasn't even fucking responded
my boyfriend
yet. It's only been 16 minutes. We've taken a lot of break.
Well,
okay.
He's being a
oh,
jerk.
My God, Leroy. God, all right, we'll be right back.
Sorry, I love you, bye. All right. Hi.
We're back again.
I just burped, and it's actually quiet.
I'm not even going to sit down because I don't want to jinx him.
Yeah, let's
stay standing
just
up.
Keep it going.
Let's just
for
stay
real.
Right how we are because he's being really good right now.
Wow, finally.
All right, doing this podcast standing
finally,
up.
Finally, it is happening to me right in front of my face.
Except
and
she
I
sings it.
Can I hide it?
She
sings it way higher.
Finally.
Yeah. I have a deep voice.
I talk like this.
I talk like this. Sometimes I talk like this.
What were we talking about? You just listened to it.
Matthew McConaughey, no. But I did listen to
him on Archer Expert. Mm-hmm. I didn't finish it because I was doing homework.
Oh my God, it's so good.
He was on a lot of podcasts recently, though. I listened to him on Kate Hudson's podcast.
I don't listen to that, but I really want to read his book or listen to it.
Yeah.
Also, he did a really good Australian accent.
I missed that.
Which I feel like is sort of Matthew McConaughey is known as like always having a southern accent in every movie he makes, no matter what. But yeah, he told a story about living in Australia for a year, and he did a really good Aussie accent.
Who is his wife?
Camilla.
Yeah, who is she?
I think she was a model. I think she was a model originally.
What a life she's living.
She had that hair show on...
I knew she had, like, a show.
She does... Actually, she was on Instagram Live today. She does, like, stuff with nutrition. I think she's, like, a writer now. But, I mean, yeah, she started out as a model. She's just a beautiful little... Beautiful soulmate girl.
Zac Efron is dating a girl that he met. She was a waitress. I mean, she's also a model, though. She's a model as well. But she was, like, a waitress. So,
hey, it's Camilla, out there. It sounds... I don't know her personally, but... Sounds like his girl. Like, she's smart. She gives him good advice. He talks about it all the time. She seems, like, really in tune. She's the mother of his three children, who it's are like beautiful.
George Clooney and...
what's her name?
Amal? Is that her name?
I don't know. She's French.
I don't know what she is.
She's beautiful.
She's sickening.
She is not a waitress. She's mega bad bitch.
Like, she knows like all the things.
Not CEO, but like she works.
I don't even know what she does. I just know people. That she's a lot more important than me. So
not more important.
Yeah, she is.
I wouldn't say that.
Her compared to me.
I mean,
she's pretty important.
Why would you compare yourself? She's like a lawyer, but in like
that's what I'm
French
saying.
Terms.
They don't have lawyers.
They're not called lawyers. And she, like, I feel like has a connection to, like, the UN or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, she's pretty, she's, like she's an important
like the
person.
American.
Not necessarily to me, but to any like, of us.
If she were American, I would, like, maybe compare her to, like, a.
Michelle Obama type?
Well, Michelle Obama was the first lady, but, like.
Oprah type?
No. She's a talk show host. Like a...
Oprah's a
like
lot
a Nancy Pelosi,
host.
But everybody likes her type.
Oprah podcast.
Nancy Pelosi.
You ever listen to the Oprah podcast?
No, have you?
Fuck yeah. When I used to work at that place, that really boring place, I used to listen
they
to it.
Just talked about Oprah on My Favorite Murderer.
Oprah's...
Signe?
Yeah, she'll talk to like...
Our aunt has met her.
Yeah.
She was like on her show.
She wasn't on her show, but... She was not on her show. She was, like, in her book club.
Sometimes I hike.
Sometimes I.
Sometimes yeah. I lie. No, she was not, like, a guest on the show. But she was, like,
in her She was in her book club.
Birth club.
her birthing club, yeah. What was I going to say?
She was in her birth chart.
Oh, if you listen to Oprah's podcast, she has, like, Eckhart Tolle. And there are she has some of the deepest episodes that will really make you think about life and like what you're doing and your meaning in it. And
Like Spirit Fair.
Like her podcast is sick.
Like Gwen.
Like
anybody that you talk to me like Gwen.
Basically, like pretty much just.
She gives you
real life tea. Like, and she talks to really interesting people. And it's like in the setting of like. She's sitting in her backyard with these people, like, under a beautiful tree. And, like,
she probably is.
I'm pretty sure you can hear wind chimes. Like, it's just so beautiful, and they're talking about such deep shit, and it's like, wow.
Oprah has a very good...
run for president.
She's a good eye for
people.
What people want.
Yeah, she does.
To hear.
I would really recommend it.
And all the background noise. Like, yeah. The wind chimes. Yeah. The episode, it was in, like, probably a mini-sode. Somebody wrote in to My Favorite Murder and was, like, telling their Oprah story.
That they met Oprah?
The girl was waiting on her at a restaurant in L.A. And it was all in tune with what you just said. Like, Oprah was the bitch of the week. Like, she was so cool and everybody, like, was trying to, like, keep their shit together. And she was just normal. And when she got up... Everybody, like, bowed to her, basically, and she was totally normal. I was like, bye, y'all. But she addressed, like, that the whole restaurant was looking at her, but she was like, bye. Bye in a cool, normal way. Like,
bye.
Like, the way, like, our cool-ass aunt would say bye. Like, she just wasn't being snooty or whatever.
Have you, do you have HBO here?
Questionable. Why? No, I think I deleted. I think I canceled my subscription.
So you haven't watched that show, The Vow?
No.
Do you know what it's about?
No.
Oh my god.
I feel like I've heard it or seen
it's
it.
It's about
or...
that cult Nixon. Oh my god.
Sitting down.
Wait.
She's sitting.
I just sat down. You say the word cult, and I am all ears. Time out.
It.
What is it?
Nixium.
Oh, that cult? Is it a documentary?
Yeah, 9-parter.
The Stamper? The Brander?
The Brander.
The yeah. Brander.
He is so fucked. I'll tell you this. It's so slow. Like, they really
I've never seen documentary format of this.
There's so
cult.
Much footage.
I've only read and heard.
There's so much footage of the cult.
What?
So it's, much footage of
it's
it.
Like still going.
Well, this, they could have really condensed
this
it.
This is like very current.
It's very recent.
It's like 2000s at least.
They could have, yeah, 2018.
This is not some like I fucking Brian Jonestown massacre.
No, this is like now, like today. Like, people are getting branded today. This guy, Keith Raniere.
Is he alive or is he? Is
he's
here?
Alive. He's in jail as far as I know, according to the 9th episode.
How do you spell his last name?
R. Just type in Keith R and I'm sure it'll come up.
Keith? Kiefer?
Once you see him.
Kiva.
Total.
I just got a glimpse.
Total
Kiefer, not Sutherland.
It's not Kiefer, it's Keith. Did you type in Kiefer?
Yeah.
It's not Kiefer.
This guy. Keith Raniere.
So fucked up. Once you get to like the... That's not even... Here, let me find you a better
picture.
Wow,
the
picture
I saw, I could already tell by his eyes, he's not all there.
I'll show you a more accurate... Because he did a whole image thing. He changed, he cut his hair, and once they started to, like, get on them about, like, the sex cult shit, like, the feds and stuff, like, he did, like, a revamp of his
rebrand.
Look. He, like, cut his hair and, like, clean shaven. But most of the time, he looks like this. Total cult.
Ew.
Such
Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros.
Yeah,
for
oh
me.
My god. We need to put that on the Instagram for me because, yes, that's
same
I'm this picture. Right
energy.
Now.
Like,
same energy.
Go get your little linen.
It is so
muslin outfit and your little spectacle glasses.
They could have really condensed it to like 4 or 5 episodes if you ask me. It goes on way too long.
Wait.
But once you get to like the 8th or 9th episode, they start showing you like the fucked up shit that he like said to them.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like him on a stage kind of talking to like a room of people. Like the shit that he said, he had like a group.
Do they do beatings?
No, no beatings. It's like fucked up mental shit.
Well, it's
like
all
the
fucked
brand,
up mental
the branding,
shit. Every cult, by definition, is
have,
fucked up mental
have, like,
shit.
A separate chick group. Like, it's just girls.
Wait, time out. I have to ask a question. Because if I'm thinking of the wrong cult, I'm going to be pissed. This is the same cult with that actress, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Allison something.
She was like the
she was on
Smallville. Epstein bitch of this cult.
Basically. She's deep into it, too.
But, so by the way, the Epstein bitch, what is her name? Gama? I keep
Ghislaine?
Seeing her name in headlines, Ghislaine? But I haven't read it because
yeah,
it makes
that,
me
that
sick.
That bitch is not going to talk.
You
she's
make
not
me
say
sick.
She's not giving anything up. So
you to fucking give it up. No, I keep hearing that something got like leaked or something.
And she didn't say anything.
Okay.
Anyways,
so
yeah,
she was the Gamal of that.
Gamal, yeah. Yeah.
Is that her name?
Ghislaine, I think.
Whatever.
Ghislaine Maxwell or whatever.
What is that little boy from The Ring?
I don't know.
You know, the one with the ring.
No, I only saw like,
that little gremlin looking dude.
I only saw a Ring movie like once when I was like
well,
16,
she was that of that.
Okay, well.
The
yes.
Little gremlin boy.
So she and Keith, the cult leader, they call him, what do they fucking call him? Ugh. It begins with a V.
Victor?
No, like a name of, like, honor. Like
Val.
Fuck, they call him some fucked up name.
I mean, Google it.
Just Google, like, Keith Raniere, type in the letter V, it'll
Yuck.
Come up.
Keith,
she and
why?
Him created this group for women.
Okay.
That's the women that got branded.
It said volleyball.
Oh my gosh, yeah, he loves volleyball, but no. Like,
Vanguard.
Vanguard, yeah. They call
what the fuck is up with volleyball?
This is so weird. The whole volleyball
Ew, he's
thing.
He's such a dork.
It doesn't make any sense. He had this obsession with volleyball. And there's so much footage of like these volleyball games with him. And then like,
there's gifts.
And then like after the volleyball game, he'll be like talking to a group of his little followers. Like he's some
Who
kind
was
of
playing
guy.
With him? All the women?
So
where were the men?
There were men in this group too. They had their own
were they allowed
group
to have sex?
SOP. It wasn't like a cult, like you all live together type of thing. Like it was like a
Scientology.
It was like Scientology.
Okay.
Basically, just different.
Just with the ultra brainwash.
Like
without, it's still going on.
They do some of the same stuff.
Oh my god! As please don't come
they
for
do,
us.
They do like EMs. They call or ESPs or EMs. They call it something.
Those little fucking like brainwashing.
Like a Scientology auditing. Thing? Like you.
Like waterboarding.
Weird, yes, it's like weird brain shit. They like manipulation.
They break you down.
Yeah.
They put you in the dark room.
They do that. They put you but in the it's bush. Like training sessions. It's like classes that you go
training,
to that you pay for training. On the computer. Like, or nice. Not on the computer, but on the TV. They have like a woman that's talking to you.
Like Get Out?
But, I mean, yeah.
I mean, it's all the same, right?
So, yeah. So he like really, so he made this, okay. So him and Allison Mack, the actress.
Allison Mack. Okay.
They made a group for women called DOJ or something. It's all letters.
The Department of Justice?
Basically. So, in this group, these are the women that, like, branded themselves. And, like, the symbol, like, had some kind of stupid meaning. It was, like, a mountain.
It was
fire and blah, blah, blah. But when you look at it a certain way, it's the initials of Keith Raniere and Allison Mack. It's, like, a
Keith. Oh, them together?
Yeah.
So, she's in it.
And they get it, like, in their pelvic area. So, like, it's fucked up.
And that probably hurts, like,
but in that group, there's masters and slaves. So, let's say that you...
Yeah, what's up with the slaves?
Let's say that you invited me to be
in this group. I don't want to be a slave.
Let's say I invited you to be in this group.
Okay.
Let's say I'm Allison Mack. And you're a girl who is in...
Is going to be a slave? No.
Who's in this group.
Okay.
You agree. You give me a vow.
To brand?
And you give me, what's the word? Not contraband. It's another word for, like, extortion, collateral. You give me collateral.
Like what? My license?
No, like pictures. Like nude pictures. Or like
I don't have any.
Something. Like something fucked up.
Like I don't have any.
I know, but like pretend that you're, like, but, pretend that you're brainwashed.
Okay, I'm vulnerable, yes.
Pretend that you're brainwashed. So like you're giving me collateral to be in this group. And you're agreeing to do like everything that I say. So you refer to me as master, like in text messages before you do. I know before you do anything, like you text like master. Is it okay if I don't?
No,
I would never in my life. And they call you like slave or some shit, and they respond to you and like tell you what you're allowed to do, what you're allowed to eat. Like their weights are all like mega controlled.
You on the food front.
Yeah, it's really fucked up.
So wait, if they text you, don't eat white bread, and you eat white bread, what happens?
You get punished or something.
Beaten?
Not beaten. Raped? But like, I don't know.
Brainwashed? Put in the bush?
I think brainwashed and like, I don't
Well,
I don't
obviously,
know.
You're being brainwashed.
You gotta read about it. It's like super, super crazy.
I had like a crazy...
It's like not crazy, but it's like just fuck. Once you watch like the last couple of episodes, like the shit that he would, there was like a man group that they had where they would like have women in the group too, but they would like be taking like points off of them. Like, okay, she loses this many points because she didn't offer her seat to me.
Oh, no.
Or she loses this many points, or like she gets a whatever because deduction because she didn't offer me a
it's a rating
a tissue when I sneezed. And then you have to like do like push-ups or something or like planks as a, your punishment if you get so many
this
like deductions
fucked.
Or whatever. Yeah, they would talk to them so fucked.
I didn't
like,
know about all this.
It was like he was trying to make it like a psychology thing, like a, you know, the Stanford Prison Experiment, like see how far people will go when they play these roles. He was like trying to like,
but
like a role
where
play
are the
thing,
kids?
But like, they were really tough.
They have
There's
kids?
No kids involved.
Nobody has kids. What
I
if
mean,
they get pregnant?
People have kids at home, but like it's not like a cult like that. It's not like controlled like that.
Well, obviously it's pretty controlled if women are fucking.
I think they live in like the same community kind of neighborhoods or whatever, but it's not like
if I know one.
It's
thing
not like a cult where they're like all congregating like in one place like every day like. It's like they live real lives too, but
they
they're like in
these
this
sessions?
Cult. They're like super involved in these sessions and these classes and stuff.
Well, and you have your fucking pelvic branded, so that's something.
And they're just super brainwashed. Like once you watch it, there's no other explanation other than they're just so fucking brainwashed by this guy. They listen to this guy like they think he's like.
God.
When they, and there's so much footage, and like when you watch them talking to him or like him talking at them more specifically, they're just looking at him like. They just adore him. They're looking at him like he's just such a special person to be listening to. And he's not. Like, once you listen to him talk, like, everything he says is just, like, riddles.
Full of shit.
Just fucking riddles. Like, nothing makes sense. It doesn't have any meaning. He just says it in a way that sounds, like, really deep and profound. Yeah. But it's not.
But the part that really fascinates me the most about cults is how, like, the introduction. Like, how the...
And they have backstories
too, like how the cult leader got to be where he is, and then how the people that ultimately get brainwashed, where were they at in their life, and then like the culmination.
They just want something. They think that this cult is like giving them the answers to success and like successful relationships and jobs, and like you're just missing these tools.
They're desperate, or they have nothing to lose.
Yeah, so they're trying to. They're paying for these classes to learn these tools to, like, be successful in their life. And then they get brainwashed in the midst of it. Like, it's just crazy.
That, the cults that, like, get married couples involved freak me out the most. Because, I mean, yeah, come on, Leroy.
Yeah, Leroy, you can't do this. We're, like, having a conversation.
Here, look, catch it. Sorry. The cult, like, it's pretty easy, like, not easy, but... Like, Charles Manson, I get it. Like, he was flocking towards, like, vulnerable runaway girls in the height of, like, the summer of love fucking 1969 San Francisco shit. So, like,
yeah.
There were so many girls that were just very vulnerable. Like, I can see that, and there was drugs, and there was homeless girls on the streets of San Francisco. Like, it was so easy, like...
Yeah, like, Charles Manson didn't even do that shit. He was just brainwashing people.
Exactly.
He's just
with LSD as well. Like,
I mean, he's just a cult leader.
The dude, Tex, that did a lot of the murders, like, he was so effed. They were all so fucked up on acid that, like, they didn't come down. The one that's, like, friends with John Waters, her name's Leslie Van Houten. She's, like, really good friends with John Waters, the director of Hairspray, and... my favorite movie, and he like wrote this fascinating series. Can you stop, Leroy? About her life in prison and all that shit. But she said that she literally took months to come out of her acid trip, and when she was in court, so when she was in trial, she was so either brainwashed or coming out of a long ass acid trip. That she told the people that, I guess, provide your outfit when you go to trial. She told them to cut holes in her shoulder blade area. Like,
what?
Logistically, like, you're gonna wanna cut some holes back there. And they were like, what?
For wings?
Yeah. Because my angel wings are gonna come out. Wow. Like, just, like, dead ass. Like, obviously... We have to have holes back there because my angel wings are going to pop out.
Yeah.
Like, where are they going to go? I have to fly.
Yeah.
Hello. You forgot about my angel wings. And she said that, like, it took her a year and a half to fully, like, come out of his trance.
That's why, you know what? Our mom always told me never do acid because she claims that she knew somebody that did it once and then never came back.
People always say that, but...
People say that, and I always...
I believe it back then, especially. There was some serious weird...
There was some weird acid going on.
Yeah, bad acid. Literally, the bad acid.
The bad acid in that time.
It's the bad acid for me.
It's the bad acid.
And the fucking... What do they call it?
KW,
the killer weed. The killer weed was actually PCP.
Yeah.
Like, what? Like, you thought you were smoking weed, and it was actually PCP. I would like to know the difference.
Dad said that had shirts that said KW.
Right.
That's like, it was like a thing.
Like a thing. They called it dippers when I was in high school, but...
They called it angel dust for me.
But we knew that dippers were actually
PCP.
Because you could Google, but not in the 70s, you couldn't Google.
No, they heard killer weed and was like, wow, that must be some killer weed.
Sounds
dank as shit.
Let me hit, man. And then next thing you know, there are robots stepping through the parking lot.
Did you ever know anybody that smoked K2?
Oh, I witnessed somebody on the beach one time.
On K2?
Yes.
That's so weird.
We were actually very, very worried about this person. To the point where, like, I didn't want him to get arrested, but I was actually... concerned about his mental state because his friend kept trying to, like, be like,
He was trying to hit on all of us, and he was, like, trying to be cool, and he was like, that's just my doofus, like, nephew or whatever. But, like, homeboy was losing his mind, rocking in the sand, and, like, shouting, like, dog and truck noises, and, like, just, like, freaking the fuck out. And, like, his eyes were, like, rolling in the back of his head, and he was just, like, freaking the fuck out.
I mean, I've never seen someone freak out on it, but...
Like, I would venture to say he was on a lot more, but the dude kept telling me, like, no, he just smoked, like, that K2 shit.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, well, that was a bad strain, because he's acting like he's on, like, 6 rounds of acid.
There is a boy I went to high school with that I was friends with in elementary school, too. I wish I could say his name, but I think he's, like, in jail and stuff now, so... Anyways, I always had a crush on him, too. But he was really, really goofy and funny, and he, like... smoked K2 in the bathroom at school, and he would just be so casual with it and just come back to the lunch table, like, just smiling, just really smiling, like, always so happy.
I think it really fucked with you.
And then one time I was using the bathroom and I was washing my hands, and he just, like, walked by. It was, like, during a class or something, like, nobody was in the hallway. He walked by and just said, hey, you want to come hit this too?
No.
And I was like, absolutely not.
No. Thank you.
Absolutely not.
I'm not trying to robo-trip.
Yeah, I can't do this today. Oh my God, kids do triple C's when you were...
What's that?
Like the coricidin.
Yes. Right, we call it robo-tripping.
Cold coffee.
Oh my God, yes.
My best friend used to do them crazy. I never did it.
Crazy.
I never did it.
I hear if I'm going to talk about robo tripping.
I didn't want a robo trip at school, and that was, like, the only opportunity to do it.
Oh, my God. It was, like, the only legal thing to do, but no. No.
No, I also was I know that I'm a puker, so I was afraid that it would make me very sick.
Oh, my God. You would have to, like, chug a bunch of, essentially, cough medicine. Don't do it.
No, they...
Or take the tablets. Bring
the tablets, yeah.
But, okay.
Like 8 of them.
Okay, I know.
I'm 12 if you're crazy.
I'm going to need it. Oh my God. I want to
have 12.
That's probably like the equivalent of 2 bottles of it.
That's crazy.
But here's what, trust me, I've seen a lot of people robo-trip in my life. This is what, I'm going to get a beer too, so, but this is what it looks like literally in real life.
Do it, I know. Yep. Yep, just walking with big, weird, long frog legs.
They cannot walk.
Like, they can't walk. Like, it's so weird. Yeah, guys, hey, it's me, it's Linda. I've had some friends do some weird drugs back in my day, and I've seen my friends on LSD, not LSD, I didn't even mean to say that. I mean, I have seen people on LSD too, but I didn't mean to say that. I meant to say PCP, that killer weed, that angel dust, people like tripping out on it, but, and they walk like fucking real weird because they think that they're walking like super slow. I also had an ex-boyfriend that used to get zanned out a lot, and he would always fall asleep and like nod off and try to start shit with my coworkers, and that was really weird. That was like the Xanax kind of stuff. So
I also had somebody try to dive into my living room floor one time because they were in a K-hole.
I saw my mom in a K-hole on
what?
At the hospital, they administered it, and it was crazy.
Wait, I was in a K-hole one time in the hospital.
They didn't not really. It to you. God, they gotta stop giving people K medicine.
No, it actually wasn't K. Well, kind of.
Special K, because that shit made mom crazy.
They
is she okay? And they were like, yeah, this is normal. And I was like, oh my God.
I don't have any recollection of this, but mom told me.
Either, I don't think.
She will, was my.
Was you?
Well, yeah, because she was with me. It was when I had mono really bad, and I had to be hospitalized for, like, 12 days. I had mono and strep, it was the whole thing. But, my liver was shutting down. Everything was shutting down. I was dying. They were about to give me a tracheotomy. Mom actually came to the rescue. She saved my life. But cause by flagging down all, she, like, just raised hell in the hallways. And she was like, y'all don't understand.
Sometimes you gotta
I know my daughter, and she's fucking, like, dying.
Yeah.
I couldn't, like, even swallow my own spit.
Okay, you're dying. You're suffocating.
And my, like, organs were shutting down, and they kept telling... They kept telling mom that you can't have strep and mono at the same time. Like, it's impossible.
Yeah, whatever.
And my mom was like, you don't know my daughter.
Yeah, she's a magnificent.
She clearly does. She's a fucking weird strep unicorn. And she's got it. And that's why she can't fucking swallow. They had to prep. They were going to do that little weird straw surgery.
Oh, my God.
Because I couldn't breathe. I couldn't swallow. Everything was swollen.
Oh,
and they couldn't. They were like, we can't figure out her swelling. And
that's
my mom
weird.
Was like, she's got strep. That's why she's fucking like that. And anyway, la-di-da, she fucked everybody down. What was the point? Oh, my God, they overdosed me on morphine. because after that, I was like, they didn't cut my throat open, thank God. They put me on antibiotics to prep me for the cut throating. And then the swelling started going down. And
oh, my God,
like,
all
the shit.
Antibiotics.
Oh, whoops, she's got strep.
Oh,
and then
God.
Doctor, our boy, came
yeah.
in. What a handsome doctor.
Are we talking about...
Yes.
Can I tell you, I'm so in love with him.
What a handsome boy.
I wish he would marry me one day.
Me too, for you.
I have had such a crush on him since I was little.
Maybe you should start manifesting dreams about him.
I remember being, like,
he's
sexy and having dreams.
Ew, that
crush
weird.
On him. Like, I've always had
well,
a crush
he
on say him.
Well, he literally saved my life. Because doctor...
Yeah.
Didn't believe in antibiotics or strep. And... Dr. came in and saved the effing day. But after mom flagged down all the nurses and doctors, finally one nurse is like spirit fairer. She was like, everybody was like, stop bothering me. I have pennies in my pocket. And then some nurse was like, hey, get the doctors with the long coats. So mom tracked down the doctors with the long coats because apparently they're more important. And then finally, this is like, probably ASMR that I hate.
What, the tennis ball?
Yes. Yeah. He's tearing apart a tennis ball.
Sorry, guys. I'm really sorry.
I can't go on.
I don't know.
Can
what
we
do
take
though.
It to a different
oh,
place? Thank
yeah,
you.
There you go.
Anyways. What is the point of this story?
K-hole.
Oh, my God. I got overdosed. Yeah, la-di-da. They saved my life. But then they overdosed me on morphine. And I don't remember this part, but... I did have friends that came and visited me that, what do we call it, like, starts to see, they cooperated, that I literally was talking to them like this. It was during an election. I was talking to them like a real person,
mm-hmm.
and I was saying, we were talking about, like, real life things, TV and whatever, and I was, like, sitting up, and then I would be like, but you don't understand because I have a problem. There's spiders in my veins. And they're crawling up my skin and they're trying to get into my brain. And can somebody please do something about the spiders because they're starting to itch my arms. Like, I was just so matter of fact about it. I have no recollection about it. But and then I started geeking out. Like, they're getting bigger. Like, they're growing inside of me, and they're in my blood. They're in my veins. I can see them and see these veins. I can see them crawling up in my veins, and they're walking the ramp this way. And, like, just, like, so matter of fact. And it turns out I was overdosing and coming off of morphine, and I was right. I was right. They had to put me to sleep. They had to give me, like, sedatives and then get me off the morphine before they brought me back to life because I was losing my mind. And then
yeah.
I started seeing them on the walls.
Oh my God.
I remember this. My friend from high school, which I really wish I could say his name, because it's so funny.
What is it?
I can't.
This whole time.
Oh my God.
Hold on. Did I just hear that right?
Yeah.
Hold on. Like this? Like, wow. That is a hell of a name.
It's a hell of a name. But he came and visited me in the hospital. And he told me that I was watching, like, whatever election results were on TV. And I'd be like, how about this fire on the wall? Like, commercial break. Like, Yeah, I'm so glad you came, but, like, what's up with the spiders on the wall? They're, like, pretty big now. Like, they're getting to be, like, have you ever seen that movie with the big tarantula? Like, they're on the wall. Like, I wasn't freaking out, but I was, like, let's get back to the spiders. Like,
yeah, just letting you know.
I kept bringing it back to the spiders. Okay. And then I'd be, like, oh, my God, I didn't tell you. I have spiders in my veins. I was just losing it, and I have no recollection of any of it. Actually, I kind of do with him, like, the tail end of his, like, visitation with me. I do kind of, I guess that's when I came to, because I do kind of remember, like, saying shit like that to him, but, like, still to this day, it feels like it was just, like, I wasn't losing it. That's how you know. That's how they say. If you're losing your mind and you say you're losing your mind, you're not losing your mind.
That was off morphine, though.
Yeah. Not, what's, the...
Ketamine. Why was mom on ketamine?
Why was she on ketamine?
I think it was after she, fell and hurt her shoulder outside in the snow or something. She broke her shoulder
I always thought ketamine was, like, an animal tranquilizer.
I don't know why the fuck they gave it to her, but they gave it to her, and she was crazy. Like screaming to the wall, like, just screaming as loud as I've ever heard her scream. Just
screaming bloody murder?
Yeah. Just, like, screaming. Just screaming her, like a banshee, like her, like, ass off.
How high?
Like, I wish I could scream for you, like, how she was screaming, like, right now. Like, she was screaming. Like, you've heard her scream, like, scream at, like,
I've heard a lot of her, like, at us, screaming, like, yeah.
Like that, but, like, scared.
She does that, like, in that volume, sometimes.
But, like, scared. Yeah, like that, but, like, times 10.
That freaks me the fuck.
She, like, wasn't my mom. She was a different person.
Was she looking at you?
She was, like, possessed. No, she was crying and, like, looking around, like, and then...
Was she going, like, wah?
Like, she was just, like,
The wah. It's the wah for me.
It's the wah for me.
I hate that noise.
Like, I'm, like... I can't even explain it, but, like, she wasn't normal.
And how
I was
long?
Like, Doc, I was like, hey, Doc, like, is she okay? Like, is my mom okay? Like, what's going on? He was like, yeah, like, this.
Wait,
is,
he's this in the normal. Room? It's and normal?
They were trying to hold her down because she was freaking the fuck out.
Over a broken shoulder?
I'm pretty sure that's when they gave it to her. I don't know why they gave it to her, but I'm pretty sure they gave it to her. And it was like,
it was just a bad reaction?
I think it was a bad reaction or they gave her too much. I think doctors need to stop administering ketamine just, like, willy-nilly.
I do not know about ketamine.
Do you know that
ketamine.
Cops administer ketamine sometimes?
No, we need to Google all of this.
Yeah.
No.
That's how they killed that boy Elijah Wood.
What?
That black boy in, I want to say, like, Colorado.
Elijah Wood is an actor.
Not Elijah Wood. Oh my god. I can't think of his name right now.
In Colorado?
Yeah, what is his name?
You know what's fucked up is there's too many in the last
there's
6 months.
There's too many that I can't
to
remember.
But
they gave him, he was just kind of a strange kid, you know? Like a normal kid, but, like, kind of off. And
Okay.
They gave him ketamine and he freaking freaked out on it and died. Like, it was too much for his heart or something. Like, it was... Like, and police gave it to him. Like, no.
Ketamine, how do they administer it?
I don't know. I think they injected it into you.
Elijah McClain.
Yeah. Really sweet. What a sweet soul.
Oh, I know. So, I mean...
It was really upsetting. But they did. The police...
He died after being placed in a chokehold by police and being sedated by paramedics. How can they know...
They can't know your medical history. They can't just administer, like, ketamine, but they do. And even in the hospital.
To,
like,
sedate you?
Like, ketamine. Like, chill out on the ketamine, dude.
Yeah, I did not know that.
Ketamine is a crazy drug. I would never want to do it voluntarily.
I've
never,
seen people on voluntary
in my blood.
Voluntary ketamine. And
oh, my God.
Guess what? It's not pretty.
No.
Most of the time, it is not pretty.
I would, like... If you're ever in charge of me at a hospital, tell them do not give me special care because
I don't want it. One time in college, this dude, who I did know, but, like, I wasn't asking for him to walk into my apartment and dive into my living room floor in a K-hole. he just literally walked into my apartment. I guess the door was not locked. And I happened to be the only one there.
it was like a Friday or Saturday night. Excuse me. And literally walked in. I was like, oh, hey, buddy. Like, what's up? What? You just walked in my fucking front door. Like, I know you, but we're not hanging out right now. I'm trying to watch TV. Like, there's nobody here for once in my fucking life. And he took off his shirt, and he had a wife beater on underneath of it. And he was like, I just gotta jump in real quick, okay? I just gotta jump in. And he literally, like, dove into my living room floor like he was diving into a pool.
Did he bust his nose?
No, thank God. It was a quick, smooth dive. Wow, okay. Like, he kind of glided, and then he came up and was, like, doing, like,
swimming motion,
like, a front stroke. Okay. Yes. And then he was, like, yelling out my name. He was, like,
get in. The water's fine.
No, no. He was starting to realize it. He was, like, I'm fucked. I'm fucked. I'm down here. I'm so deep down here.
Wow.
And I didn't make the K connection at first. I was just like, okay, he's clear. Like, I thought he was on acid or something. Like, yeah. Whatever. In all honesty, like, I've dealt with acid people than I go to music festivals. It's a little easier sometimes in K-holes. But he was like, I'm in a K-hole. Like, calling out. Like, this. So I was like, okay, let me help you out. And I helped him out, like physically. Like, I was like fake helping him out of the K-hole. And I got him up on the couch. And I was like, okay, you were just in a hole. It's fine. Like, just chill out. And then he's like, I got it. I don't want to go back in, but I got to go back in. It's calling me in. So he like went back in and came back out. And then I was like, get out of it. Like, snap out of it. Like,
get out of the K-hole.
And then, oh, he was like, I have this, other shit. He had, like, something out, like, Molly or something. He was like, I think, he was, like, literally behind his ear. He was like, I think I have something else. Do you want to, like, do this instead? And I was like, no, 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 no. We just need to chill out on the couch. We're on a couch. We're going to watch TV on the couch. Like, you just got to come back to reality, bro. And he did. And he ended up being okay. But he was like, thank you so much for helping me out of that K-hole. You don't understand. It's like a quicksand type of thing. Like,
how long does it last?
It depends.
Mom's didn't last too long, but it felt like forever.
It feels like forever. For him, it felt like 4 hours. But for me, it was like 20 minutes.
That's it? For him to come out of it?
Well, it was a lot of me. I have to give myself credit. I helped. If I didn't help him, like, if I just left him in the water to drown, yeah. He would have been fucked for hours. But I pulled him out of it.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't the first time I'd been around people with K-hole problems. It's so weird, though, because people get, like, really scared, and they're, like, looking up. It's like, you know how in that scene of, like, Get Out, yeah. Where he's, like, feels helpless in the
chair?
Yeah, and, like, when she flips him upside down, and then he's, like, looking up, and when he first, like, starts, like, you can see it in his eyes, he starts, like, fucking crying in his eyes.
He's got such descriptive eyes.
Me too. Yes. And, oh my gosh, the grandma, when he's, like, when he catches her, like, with his phone or something, and she looks at him, like...
Yeah.
Her eyes, too. Like, they look, like, glassy and, like, they're gonna cry, but they can't.
Okay.
It freaked me out. That's what K-hole people look like sometimes, yes.
Wow.
Like, they're trying, like, they're, like, they're pleading, but they can't plead.
Wow.
Wow.
It's my hair.
Anyway, back to cults.
What a cult
to have.
You gotta look up that cult.
Did you listen to that other episode of... Oh my god, no, this is random. It's called Beautiful Anonymous. You're gonna hate it. I hate it already.
What is it?
I hate it. It's, I don't know, some guy. You're not gonna like his voice.
Great.
And not in a Scoots way. We love Scooter's voice, but no. Anyway, I was about to turn it off the other day. It's a guy. It's Beautiful Anonymous. Somebody, I don't know how it fucking works, but somebody randomly calls in to his program anonymously beautiful and tells their fucking story. So this guy...
Their life story?
No. Just what's going on. Like, the first episode I listened to was somebody that went to Coachella. Or no, not Coachella. Fucking Burning Man. Mm-hmm. Like, a Burning Man girl, hippie. Like, just, like, the whole experience of Burning Man and all that. But it was not enough for me, and I didn't really like it. But this episode, I did like, but I was going to turn it off, like, 10 minutes in. Because I was like... It was a guy that is black and gay. And he was talking about and living in COVID with his white partner. And he wants to marry him. And his family religiously and racially don't approve. And everything's just going to shit. And this guy is just like talking like really eloquently about a lot of things that I have never thought about. One of them was the whole Get Out thing. Like, another angle was like just how culturally in the South where he grew up, like, people don't go to therapy, and especially if you're black, you don't go to white therapy because you're gonna get brainwashed by some cult leader.
Yeah, true.
Right? And like, historically, you haven't been treated well enough to trust any people, so any white people, so why would you?
Right.
So like, I get it. But the dude, you're gonna hate at first, mm-hmm. because at first he was like, can we go back to, wait, like, you're white, there's a white and a black thing going on, like, he, like, was like, your family doesn't approve of gay, but doesn't approve of the whiteness, like, and I was like, I can't listen to him.
I can't listen to about this,
no, uh-uh, I just can't, but hear it out, and it flips around better. He still gets on my nerves, but I liked the caller a lot.
I don't think I can listen to his voice, but do you listen to podcasts, like, all the time, like, every day?
Yeah.
Excuse me, like,
not like in men the shower, all the like, times, yes.
Which ones do you listen to every morning?
Ugh.
Okay. Do you listen to Up First?
No.
Oh, wow.
I've never even heard of it.
I start my morning with Up First.
I like to
listen. That's an NPR one.
I like NPR.
It's like a quick roundup of the day's
news. Oh, shit. I need to start listening to that.
14 minutes. You would love it. You would love the girls' voices.
Because I get distracted, like, trying to watch News 4 while I'm getting ready for work.
No, they tell you everything. And Up
First. I need to listen to that in the shower.
Yeah, that's what I do. First thing.
Becky just texted me.
Uh-huh.
Can I ask you about ADHD?
Why didn't you ask me?
Mercury retrograde. Everybody's getting weird. We gotta go.
Wow, we've been recording for 43 minutes. Holy shit.
What are we gonna title this? We don't know.
I don't remember what we talked about.
Okay, I love you all.
Love you guys.
Y'all are
Hey, follow us on Instagram.
DM us questions.
Follow us, though, because we make really good posts on Instagram. It's at Not Tonight Podcast.
Right.
So follow it, and then, Just
DM us, yeah. Story suggestions. Actually, for real, we really appreciate it when people tell us. Like, somebody told us, like, I like the cult. I'm here for the cults.
Yeah, I know him.
My Life with the Thrill Kill Cult. That's a band.
Okay.
You're gonna hate it.
Do you know who I want to be friends with?
Who?
That Dr. Hugs, bro. He listens to good music.
Oh, yeah, he's cool. But I haven't listened to his podcast yet.
He has fucking Funkadelic records. What? Like, he has a Funkadelic record.
Dr. Hugs.
Yeah, he said it was like repressed or something.
No, what?
Not repressed.
What?
Let me tell you the correct thing because no.
What are you talking about?
The Funkadelic Maggot Brain record.
That's my favorite Funkadelic record.
I know, and I was like, bro, like, how much do you want for it?
He's probably not selling it.
I think it was in a comment or something, though. I don't know if I'm going to be able
whatever.
To find
what
it.
Is this podcast name? My Motherfucking Block?
Yeah, something like... Yeah, yeah.
I haven't listened to it yet, Dr. Hugs. I don't even know his real name, but... Yeah, he has been talking to us. And that's cool.
It's a repressing. It was only like $20. He said, sounds okay.
Let's hear it.
He said, if you want an original, you're looking close to $20. Or 20. You're looking close to 200.
200. 20 glibs.
200 glibs.
20,000 50 lemon glibs.
Which, 200 for that? I honestly.
200? We have it. I have that record somewhere.
Maggot Brain?
Yes.
You have it?
I have it.
I just don't know where it is.
I don't have it.
It's in your house somewhere. It's not here.
The fuck it is, because if it was, I would have been.
I have the album cover and the album. Did you look in that little crate?
What little crate?
Because it used to be in that downstairs room.
That mouse room?
What?
The mouse room at the old house?
No, at the new house. The fucking Tahitian.
I've been through all the crates that were in that little
downstairs. Remember when we used to have that record player down there and we used to have the puzzle table?
Yep, my record player was down there.
You went through all those records and there's no maggot brain.
No, fuck no. Okay. Absolutely not. Because I have. No. Nope.
Well, even if we don't have it.
I bought a Funkadelic album, not that one, but I bought a record for Ivy.
Ew, I don't fucking remind me.
I know, and I'm really pissed, but no, that one, no.
We need to go to that little Tom's Nook place in our old town.
Where?
In Oxbury.
There's a place in Richmond that I really do want to go to.
No, there's a place in...
It's called,
Lonenberg.
Like blue tone vintage. Blue,
you don't have to go something. To Richmond.
No, it's I really like it. I've been there a few times and I really like that place. It has like an upstairs and they have like shirts, like old shirts too, but they have a lot of good records.
Is it in Carytown? I like Carytown.
It's on Broad Street.
Well, that's where I need to get my tattoo touched up.
By the girls? At the.
No.
Oh. There's an all girl place on Broad Street.
No, I wish. No, by somebody else. It's a pretty well-known place, but... okay, we have to go because okay, I have to pee and he's doing ASMR.
Okay, bye, guys. Love you.
I love you. Bye. We'll get the juice later. Bye.
Bye.